what does St. Paul say about the relationship of husband and wife? Who's supposed to be in charge? The language in most American circles, you're thrown out. What does St. Paul say in that same passage about how husbands are to respond to their wives? To love them, even to die for them. But the bottom line behind Marxism is to foster conflict between women again, and that secret, women and men, on the claims that from the beginning of the human race, men have dominated women. It is to say, although men, masculine and gender, in marriage, are to be finally in authority, but if all men over the centuries always love their wives, which is part of St. Paul's teaching, Marxism is exploited to the nth degree, exploited the domination of men, pardon me, domination by men of women. One of the principal books on which Marxism is built, Lenin's 500-page book on the family, depending on the premise of the family, as we've noted, human history has been, I repeat, the domination of women by men. We people know, among the divorces in the United States, or someone, the wife or the husband, was the principal figure behind the divorce. Who is the principal figure behind American divorces? Who is it? Women. Most of the breakdown of American families has been, let's say, engineered by very intelligent Marxists. I'll never forget, I was living at the University of Detroit. One day, the wife and the husband, they had, we call, 5 children. The wife had a good job, made good money, and the youngest child grew up, decided that's enough. Divorce your husband. I did divorce him. Wife, she's having a good job. Highly respected in society. I'm in correspondence, made a telephone contact with the husband. Through God's grace, the help I can give, I've kept that husband faithful to his wife. The wife dropped him completely. Am I making sense? The thing of Americans is so deeply, deeply infected by Marxism. I can't even begin to explain how deeply the influence has affected American society. to number 7. The main reason for this growth, for the rise of Marxist communism, maybe for the growth of feminism. I think I told you, its principal target is the Catholic Church. You don't shut down 104 parishes in 2 dioceses right in Chicago without a reason. This is the reason. Such organizations as Catholic for a Free Choice, one organization. Again, the Lesbian Women's Alliance for Theology, another organization. Organization. Catholics End Ritual, another organization. New Ways Ministries, all professedly Catholic organizations. Loretto Women's Network. Oh no, Loretta Women's Network. The Call to Action. Social for Rights of Catholics in the Church. New Age Movement. Or examples of how deep feminism has penetrated the Catholic Church. Could now talk for hours. Just to identify some organizations you should have heard about, how deeply they have penetrated Catholic Christianity. Now, what I call the ideological leader, American feminism, all kinds of women who have been promoting feminism in the United States. God, mysterious providence. I know this woman very well. Her name is Sister Sandra Schneiders. I've known Sandra Schneiders late 1950s. I taught her as a novice the IHM's American Heart of Mary Sisters, Monroe, Michigan. She is very, very intelligent. Doctorate in theology, and the teaching seminaries and priests for years in California. I have 233, is that about right? Let me give you, it's in your pages. Specifically, it's in number 22. I don't have, I marked my but no help to you. In number 22 in my list, it occurs in the paragraph beginning with feminism is a comprehensive ideology rooted in women's experience of sexual oppression.
What page, Father?
Okay. Bill? I think it's page 16. Yeah, page 16. Am I correct? There it begins. Feminism is a comprehensive ideology which is rooted in women's experience of sexual oppression.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
That is Sandra's definition of feminism. And Sandra is very, I repeat, very intelligent. Totally novice. About 20 years old. Late 50s. Not so young anymore. But extensively has talked all over the world about feminism. I actually read her definition of feminism. Feminism, says Sandra, a comprehensive ideology rooting women's experience sexual oppression engages a critique patriarchy and essentially dysfunction system, embracing an alternative vision of humanity and the earth. After he ceased to bring this vision to realization, I tell you this, I've never read a more intelligent definition of feminism, a Marxist, than Sandra Schneider's. She said none. My comment is, my God, how deeply Marxism has penetrated the Catholic Church. Feminism is a comprehensive theoretical system for analyzing, criticizing, evaluating ideas. Social structure, procedures and practices in the whole of experienced reality. This definition of feminism and ideology suggests immediately one cannot be a feminist by default. That is, by not being overtly and deliberately sexist or anonymously without knowing or on the side has an interest which can be displaced in favor of other concerns. The most basic roots of feminism are its opposition to the Catholic Church. As for saying that, and Sandra knows. What the feminist, foundation of feminism goes back to Catholicism. She's right. Language of Sandra Schneider's, Catholicism has been dominated by men. Christianity has been wrongly only been interpreted by men. High time, says Sandra, reevaluate Christianity. Doing an excellent job. Repeat. One of the four parishes closed is just two dioceses, mainly because of feminism. I cannot tell you how important it is for the future, the survival of the Catholic faith, more countries than one. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And may for the grace of the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is thy womb, Jesus. Amen. May we conceive without sin. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.